Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
How's LA treating you?
Good. We're both really...
We're deliriously tired.
Yeah, we're deliriously tired. And Megan worked all day and I've been hanging out with a toddler for the last 2 days.
So, same.
Yeah.
We've both been working.
So, we're just... Yeah, we are. We vomited at each other for the last, like, 20 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, 20 minutes ago.
So, now we're very exhausted.
Yeah, we were already really funny and good and cute and nice.
So we don't have to do it on this episode
because so we already did the show.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, so whatever happens on this episode, just know that we were previously fun and pretty and thin and cool.
We were really skinny, like 17
Dude,
minutes ago.
We were so skinny, and then we opened that bag of chips, and now it's...
The bag of chips, we'll put a picture of it up. Megan's like, oh, Preston made salsa. Well, Preston, we're like, hey, oh, yeah, we're here. It's like, Jesus Christ.
I was like, babe, when we close the door, and he just looked at me. Like, why is that a question? Close why are you not just closing the door
He's
right
like,
now?
You mean the front door as you leave with all of your things? Yes. That would be appreciated. Yeah.
Could you not leave the front door open after you move out?
Right.
So like strangers walk in, that'd be great.
But the bag of chips Megan opened to be like, let's try these chips. We're both so jacked up that it's like shredded. It looks like a Wolverine opened it.
Amazing.
No, I'm just really strong.
Yeah, I'm just so buff.
Just so thin and buff.
I know, it's weird. Because, you know, it's not about being skinny. It's about being strong.
Yeah.
You know?
2018.
Yeah. My biceps are thick with 2 C's.
Yeah, my thighs are thick with 2 fats.
See, we were doing jokes way before, so now we are
tired.
Done.
Yeah. Bye. Good night.
Bye. Which is why I really like the thing where we just like post a story on Instagram and then the listeners send us stories because then it's like we don't have to do anything.
I'm gonna one up you. I thought you were gonna say I really like the thing where we just are together and then we never had to create this podcast.
Yeah.
I think we still need to do a show. I'm pretty sure even if the listeners write in, we still need to do a show. We need to read the things they write.
Well, but we don't have to work as hard because we're not like thinking of stuff.
Oh, right.
Because typically we work really hard.
Yeah, no,
typically,
our crack research team is on strike. Like,
right.
Yeah. Guys, I just want you to know, if you're listening to this and you think we don't work super hard, you are crazy.
Yeah. We work super hard.
We work so hard.
I might even say hella hard.
Okay. Come on. You haven't been in San Francisco all weekend.
I think I worked hard this week. I've got a journal.
I have my dream journal right next to me, sister.
my dream journal is the note app on my phone, which I do not have access to. So let's see if I can remember what my dreams were. Because my dream journal is currently covered in Steven's face.
Sorry.
So it's become a nightmare journal.
Yeah.
It's become a nightmare novel. We wish it was as short as a journal.
Exactly. But when Steven gets involved, it's just on and on.
Oh, it's a bunch of PDFs. That could have been a text.
That could have been a K.
Oh, man. We are jacked up. The last time we recorded and we were together, we'd seen each other for a while. But this is like
Wendy literally got here. That's why we were 20 minutes late recording.
Right.
Because we were like,
we have to look at each other.
Who needs cocaine?
Yeah. I know. I was like, I feel like I'm on a bunch of fucking coke.
Yeah. And I was like, me too, because I am exhausted.
Yeah. Me too, because I am on Adderall.
Yeah. Me too, because I am on coke.
And I'm staying in a hotel this time, and I checked into my hotel, and it's, shout out, it's a great place. Maybe we can get a deal next time if we plug them on Jammers.
Yeah.
They're going to charge me double.
Yeah, they're going to be like, ma'am, I did not realize.
Yeah, I think you might get kicked out of your hotel.
Yeah. But it's right by the Rainbow Room where I used to work.
Right on the Sunset Strip.
We're going to get pizza.
Yeah, all my boozy senses are tingling.
You didn't even drink then.
I know.
Nerd.
I know. I used to, when they would give me free drinks, because they're like, take this drink. I would just give it to the other waitress. I was like, I'm 19. That's illegal.
Yeah, I definitely think the Rainbow Room is like everybody's like not the place to go if you're trying to not drink.
No, they have AA meetings there. I was telling Wendy.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. I'm going in the upstairs bar, in like the super cool upstairs bar.
Yeah.
So progressive.
I want to go to that one. I haven't been to a meeting in a while because they stopped clapping.
I'll go with you. If I get my shift covered tomorrow, I'll totally go with you tomorrow.
That'd be fun. You can be my support team. Because you're allowed to bring like a buddy that's not, you know, like in the program. You can just lie too. I don't think they...
Oh, I'll just lie.
Yeah.
No, I've been to meetings and I just, I'm like, I'm 10 years clean of methamphetamine. And people are like, what a hero.
Nice. You walk in, you're like, the AA meeting. You're like, is the bar open now? They're not serving. Well, then I guess I am also sober from alcohol today.
Which, by the way, I just realized that I'm officially 10 years clean from meth.
Oh, congratulations.
Because it was when I moved to Boston. Oh, wait, no, I'm 9 years. It's next year. Because I moved to Boston in 2009. Never mind. No one get excited.
Never mind. We'll do a
cake
next year.
We'll celebrate next year. It's not even a big deal.
Yeah. Not even cake for like a meth birthday, like a being sober from meth. It should be like brittle or something that you need teeth to chew.
Yeah. So everyone's just like sad.
Right.
No one gets to enjoy it.
So they'll be like, congratulations. You can still eat things. You don't have to gum down sponge cake.
Angel food. I think angel food would, because angel food's so airy.
Yeah.
You could shove a bunch in and
right.
Just sinks down real quick.
Angel food, I mean, it's barely any food.
No, that's why it's angel food.
It's the salad of cakes.
Okay, that's new Jammers merch. Angel food, the salad of cakes, is maybe the smartest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
Not like it's a high bar, but really just whoo, like above and beyond.
And we're getting text messages.
Yep. Sarah Wood and Rick are on their way over.
Oh, great. Do you want me to text them or have them just show up?
Oh, they'll just show up.
They'll
just show up.
Which is like one of our dreams coming true.
It is. It really is. Ruining our listeners' lives.
Yeah.
With more weirdos.
Exactly. Just, and they'll come in and they don't even have a microphone. So it'll be like real loud and off to the side.
Oh, it'll be great. It'll be like terrible ambient noise.
Or it could be special guests. It could be great.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It might not be enjoyable.
Right. For people listening.
We're going to have a fucking blast.
Right. It was that a siren from.
You know what else is really enjoyable for listeners? The terrible siren sounds.
Yeah.
Don't you cut that out. You leave that in.
Wait, is that on your side or my side?
That's on your side.
Oh, I don't know what's going on.
I think so.
No, it's on
his
side.
Gotta be.
It's coming in through my headphones.
Yeah, me too. Oh, you're right. That means it's on his side.
Oh, hi.
Sorry, I overdosed on salad of cakes. I had too much cake salad.
I've had so much salad cake.
Yeah, I was putting cream cheese on Oreos at my sister's house, so I am...
Wow. You're just going for the sugar crack.
I had two poached eggs and a glass of whiskey, so I am feeling good.
We're both, my hotel that has a rooftop pool and jacuzzi, which we're going in later tonight with diarrhea. 10 o'clock. We have time.
I'm not making it until 10 o'clock, you crazy person.
Oh, but we can go earlier. We can just get nachos to go. I bet they'll let us eat nachos in the jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah. Every hotel loves it when guests eat filthy, gross taco truck nachos in the jacuzzi.
Diarrhea inducing pool. We're like, look, we're getting in the jacuzzi now because we won't be able to legally as soon as we finish these nachos. So we have to enjoy them now.
While we're in here.
Before we have diarrhea leaking out of our eyes.
Well, that's what happens if you're in warm water because heat rises.
Right.
So
the hot diarrhea
rises to our eyeballs, which is good
because
then your eyes start turning brown. So you know when to get out of the jacuzzi.
I've
taken a science class or two.
Yeah. And if the diarrhea is in your eyes, then your stomach stays flat. Which is good
so
for when
thin.
You... So thin.
Brain full of shit, but I look great.
I sure didn't have any dreams that were that horrifying.
Steven, is this your attempt
I'm fucking so smooth right now. I am so smooth right now.
I know.
Smooth transition. I'm killing it.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. He tried. It was cute. Oh.
He's trying to sneak in a segue. Hi, Aunt Wendy. There goes my phone.
God damn it.
Leave that sound in. I want people to know how excited we are that we're dropping throwing phones.
Dropping throwing phones. Again, this is a couple. Well, one, definitely 100% sober. One, again, I had a couple poached eggs and one glass of whiskey. So I'm pretty much double sober.
Right. Eggs soak up whiskey.
Yeah. Eggs that you eat at 11 o'clock in the morning soak up the whiskey you drink 7 hours later. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Duh. That's a Scottish egg thing. Have you ever had one of those?
A Scotch egg?
Scotch egg. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Idiot.
I said Scottish. I thought that, isn't that from Scotland?
It's like a UK thing. Oh. I want one.
Sorry, it's from the UK.
You eat them a lot on
Love Island. Nothing gets me in the mood to have sex with my neighbor's boyfriend on an island.
Then a hard-boiled egg wrapped in sausage and deep fried. Oh. Really gets my pooner just pulsating with pooner juices.
But actually,
my coworker, wait, this is very important.
Okay.
My coworker tried to say pussy and said putty twice. And it was the greatest day of my life. I was like, I can't wait to have a daughter and tell her it's her putty.
Your little putty cat.
Oh, no, just putty.
I learned about sex from Elmer Fudd.
It was really, it was a treat. It was, I worked a long day at work. So that putty comment just really got me.
See, this is why you want to not do drugs, kids. I mean, doing drugs is fun, but here's the problem with when you do drugs, you get too delirious. Everything's really funny. And then when you try to be like, I'm doing this on a comedy podcast, people are like, that is not.
No, but the great part also is you cannot do drugs and it still happens.
Yeah. If you're just tired, just sleep deprivation.
That I will say, I would like when I did loads and loads of drugs, I always thought when I felt fucked up and weird, it was because of coming down from drugs. But now being an adult who just doesn't sleep well.
Yeah.
100% just the sleep deprivation.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right.
So I feel the exact same way when I don't sleep as I did, like when I did meth for 2 days straight.
Yeah. No,
it's the exact same feeling.
Yeah. I feel the same. Like I feel like jacked up when I don't get enough sleep. I feel drunk and anxious and hungover.
Yep.
So the lesson is do drugs, but make sure you get those 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. The moral of the story is do whatever you want. Just sleep.
Yeah. You got to sleep to regenerate your brain. When you're sleeping, that's where your body like cleans itself out and your brain works out all its problems at night,
I was going to try and do a better one than Steven.
Okay.
No, it's ruined now.
Oh, okay. You know, it's funny.
our dreams.
All right.
Flawless.
Oh man. That was a really good segue. Me and Wendy and definitely not Steven.
Yeah.
Fair.
See how we naturally got into the topic? First of all, not like it's difficult for us to ever like, ooh, can Megan and Wendy find a way to talk about sleeping? All we do is talk about, I'm tired. I want to sleep.
I'm tired.
Yeah. I'm tired. I'm mad. Fuck this.
Yeah.
And shitting.
Well.
Which we can do while we sleep.
Yes. Well, that was a dream that you told in the last episode where it's like, I just had to poo.
Yeah. I pooed nachos.
Yeah. Which is what we're going to have for dinner tonight. For our jacuzzi snacks.
Oh, this full circle. Oh my God. Am I psychic?
Yeah.
Is that what that dream was?
Yeah. Oh, and I do want to circle back. And I know I'm being, but the last episode, I made a joke about my birthday lining up with a dead hooker that's haunting me. It really does. This is for reals. I just want to say this because I told a couple of people and it is people like, oh, that is kind of weird. The birthday. So her birthday, she was born February 1st, 1828. So 2128, and my birthday is January 2nd, 1982. So she's 2128, and I'm 1282. That is kind of crazy.
Sure.
It's weird.
But sure it is.
It's a weird coincidence.
I'm a ghost.
Not Scary Farm.
Yay. Yeah. So I'm a ghost.
But how many dreams did you remember every single night? Did you dream every night and remember?
Yes.
You did. Did you, Steven?
I didn't dream every single night. The last two nights I didn't get much sleep and I didn't dream. But every other night, I did have dreams. They were very boring, very transparent dreams.
Well, that's kind of good because then you can figure out what you need to work on.
I guess it really bums me out and I don't particularly want to talk about it because it's all super sad.
Oh my God. Of course it is, Steven.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't even want to. I was like,
what if it was
no.
the opposite?
I was like mad at my fucking dreams. I was mad at my dream. I was like, Megan's gonna hear this and just make fun of me because it's fucking so obvious. I felt like a dream hack.
Wouldn't it be weird if all his dreams were just like, I'm in the parks full of candy. Like, I'm just so happy in my dreams. I knew that Stephen, because we went and saw Fair Hazel. We went to a concert and saw this guy. I'm like, my dreams are fucking great. I'm having like, I dreamt about Sean, my big dick ex. I had this crazy dream with him in it. And Stephen was like, mine are all boring and sad. I'm just like looking for stuff. And I'm like, ha, loser. I'm having sex with my dead ex-boyfriend in my dreams.
Yeah. Just looking.
I had a really good sex dream where I came.
While you're sleeping?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That happens pretty regularly for me, which is fucking dope.
You got that really? Magic putty.
Yeah, I got that magic putty. Wow. That sweet, sweet putty.
You got a hands-free putty.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Jammers. That is definitely where we're cutting this week's episode. And if the title of this episode is not hands-free putty, for some reason, we all died.
Right. So wait, because you know you were nervous that you were going to not remember your dream. So did you remember yours?
Yeah, but not many.
Yeah,
I had three dreams I remembered. What
was the coming dream?
Okay, I'm gonna Stephen. You're not gonna get to look at us because I need to double check.
No.
I know you're gonna be really sad about it. You're gonna be really upset. I can't see the coming dreams.
I have those dreams, and while you're looking yours up, I'll just mine the dreams where I've come in my sleep. I do that once a month. And it's every time it's where this dark demon figure that's I've had dreams about since
fucks
I was a kid.
You? Fucks
yeah,
your putty?
Like finger fucks my putty.
You fuck a dark demon figure?
Yeah, it's happened since I was a kid.
Wait, wow. Since you were how kid?
Six.
No, I didn't. Since you were six, a demon's finger blasted
no,
your putty.
I got finger blasted. I started getting finger blasted. The demon started to try to get a little taste of that putty. It's not demon. You can have
Jell-O putty.
Demon, you can have Jell-O putty when you finish your dinner.
Eat some chicken. Demon, you got to finish your beans and your chicken before you can have some Jell-O putty.
Yeah. Listen. Oh. Now look, I'm a cool.
Hey, you have to eat your growing food first.
Right. You've progressively gotten bigger and scarier throughout my life, and I don't want that to stop. You somehow grew super long hair.
Oh my God.
No, that started happening a few years ago, where I just like, I was like sexually assaulted by this demon. And so, but that was a turn where I like consciously made a turn to be like, let me try to like, you know, like with any other assault, we've talked about this when women and men sometimes, but mostly women getting assaulted, you try to make it nice and be like, hey, instead of killing me, do you want to just fuck me and then leave me alone?
Yeah.
You want a little putty?
Yeah, you want a little putty and then please don't murder me.
Wow.
Yeah. So what was your finger injury?
Well, I got it because Steven's going to, can you see us or you can't see us?
No, I can't see anything.
Oh, what a dream. Let's never stop looking.
I know.
Okay. Well, so these are the two dreams I wrote down because the third dream I could remember, I didn't write down because I was mad about it because it was a work dream. It was a dream I was waitressing and those are the worst dreams in the world.
Yeah.
So I did not write it down because I knew I'd remember it.
Right.
Because I was very pissed. I had a dream I was waitressing.
Right. You're like, I'll remember because I'm doing it. I'm going to live it right now.
Because it's my dream to waitress in real life, you know, like all the time. So it's great when in my sleep I can also do it.
Yeah. Isn't that nice? It's like,
it's great when I'm treated like trash by strangers who do not matter in anyone's world.
Right.
In my dreams. It's great. No. So the coming dream was, okay, I wrote it down in like spurts. So it was, which makes sense because I was talking to my coworker about getting a new vibrator. And she mentioned Hitachi Magic Wand. And I was like, oh, that was like my fucking shit. And I've talked about this. It exploded on my vagina and like burnt my thigh.
Yes, I remember.
Your Hitachi exploded on your vagina.
Yeah. Well, the cord was eaten by a rabbit. We talked about this. Because the rabbit was jealous. It was a whole, Wendy did a whole fucking bit about the rabbit eating it. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. And so it like shocked and I had to throw it away and I just never, whatever. I've got a decent one now, but it's not the same. But my coworker was talking about the Hitachi Magic Wand. And I was like, oh yeah, I love it. And we were talking about that. So I had a dream where I went to like the Hitachi Magic Wand warehouse. Like they had like a storefront.
Okay.
Right.
Where it was just Hitachi Magic Wands, but they were out of stock. And then I was like opening drawers. Like I went back in the room and there was like pieces of them, like parts. So I was trying to like build one myself, like a Build-A-Bear situation, but for vibrators.
Build-A-Boner.
And oh, that was all the employees at the warehouse were like very nice middle-aged Midwestern women. Like really sweet.
Like the woman that sold you the big dog shirts.
Basically. Exactly.
Or Spud McKenzie.
Yeah, the Spud McKenzie shirts, pretty much. And then from that dream, it kind of went where I had a very intense sex dream that took place in a converted garage. And it was super intense. And I legit came in my sleep.
With the Hitachi magic wand that you built?
No. It was a person.
Oh.
Ew.
And then.
Who was the person?
It's not mysterious.
I'm going to say not Preston because I always.
Yeah.
Because it's always Preston. And that's so boring. So yeah. I'm going to say it was a super hot, cool guy that I've never had sex with.
Did you say it was one of the Midwestern ladies?
It was Preston. It's always Preston. I'm very boring.
That's good, though.
And I just have sex dreams about my own boyfriend. Like that's a nice. Fucking Aww. Loser. I know. But
that
it's
means
like,
that you're in
I know,
love.
I know. But also at the same time, I'm like, that's great and all. And how cute. But all. I could fuck every black British guy at the same time in my dreams, yet I don't because my brain is broken and stupid. Whatever. and so then we fuck and I came and then in my dream, I fell asleep watching this weird BBC cabin show that we've been watching. So that also.
What's the BBC cabin show?
Oh, it's great. They're building these weird cabins.
But they have accents.
But they have accents and they're all, and the cabins are all black. So that's my, but I came, which is good. I was glad I had one of those dreams this week. Cause I haven't had one of those dreams in a while, which I typically only have those dreams when I'm really super exhausted. And like haven't slept well in a couple of days and then have like crazy sleep, like crazy anxious sleep.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a sex dream that I come in.
Hmm. That's
where I'm
so
like
nice.
I'm like half awake. It's never dreams that I'm like fully in REM sleep. Like I always feel like I'm kind of awake.
I'm flipping through my dream journal. Steve, do you have a journal writing?
I actually did have a sex dream one day, but it was not an orgasmic sex dream. It was just like a normal wake up with a boner sex dream.
Ugh.
Boring.
How frustrating.
Let's see. Dream day number one. I was a detective looking for something that I couldn't find.
God.
I know.
Jesus.
Dream day number two, hunting for bugs with my mother in my childhood home. Every time we killed one, it birthed three more.
Literally, are you a student film? Is your psyche just a shitty 19-year-old who thinks they're deep?
You know, right. You're not far off. I'm looking at my next dream. I was on a luxury video shoot on a construction set, and the gentleman I was interviewing had built a very elaborate series of ladders, subcellars, and sewers, and he was kind of running around them like a real life, like Mario Donkey Kong setup. It was very strange.
Oh, that's kind of... So now hold on. Did you also write down, because the important thing with like that, like how did you feel during that dream? Not to get all serious, but I'm like into this.
I was actually really confused by that dream because that was the one that I woke up and I definitely realized that I dreamt this dream and then wrote the plot out. It was interesting because I was interviewing him, but he was like working and it was really elaborate and gigantic and complex and like large construction. But it felt like work, like I was on a job interviewing him like he did a normal thing, you know?
Yeah.
So that was the only one that was actually like kind of weird and interesting. And then the last one, I was up really late one night and then I couldn't sleep and then I woke up and then I got like an extra hour of sleep in the morning and I fucking dreamt like a generic Steve Carell movie, but not one that actually exists. It was like my dream made me watch a bad movie that you would watch on a flight. And I woke up pissed.
Also makes sense.
Yeah. So now when you, so like, for example, so now here's a question. Because this is actually like dreams. This is what I like about doing like a dream journal. Because if you have shit to work out, and you clearly do.
Clearly.
Like, do you, like the dream with your mom and the smashing bugs thing. Like, I think that's huge, right?
Yeah.
So Now, when you win with that, do you go, okay, now let me examine that and try to, like, are you going to a therapist? Do you tell your therapist that dream? Or do you go like, okay, I need to go back and work on this problem?
I mean, I don't usually tell my therapist my dream. I have to be honest with you. All of these dreams weren't clear enough. It was really interesting because I definitely wrote these when I was really groggy in the morning. Like, I kind of rolled over and, like, sloppily just scribbled down what I was dreaming about. If I would have gone 15 minutes of actually waking up and getting in the shower, I would have completely forgotten the dreams. Like, they weren't very vivid.
That's what every dream is, unless it's, like, really crazy.
Right.
Yeah, it was really interesting to me that I dreamt a lot more than I thought. But all of the dreams, if I read into the dreams, except for the one interviewing that guy, where it's like he just did something very complex that I was kind of in awe of.
Right.
All the others are really cut and dry. Like, yeah, I get it. I'm like, my first detective dream was very clearly like me being upset about my breakup and feeling I was specifically looking for like my partner in like a heist, or not a heist movie, like a fucking film noir kind of cop movie.
Okay.
It was really obvious metaphor to me. I was just like, I woke up and I was just like, fuck this dream.
Yeah, but still, but it's good that you know that. And then you're like, okay.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I'm lonely.
I know that. My brain's screaming that all the time.
Where my dreams are like, you have dreams, you fuck the person you fuck. How boring are you?
Yeah.
You loser. Oh, and then you fall asleep watching the actual thing you'd fell asleep to watching tonight. Cool.
But you know what's cool about that though is like when you have dreams that are just about your regular life and it's just kind of like a recap of your day, and that's good because that means is that you don't have a lot of crazy shit happening in your subconscious that you're like trying to battle with, or you know what I'm saying?
But I do.
Do you? But
apparently even my subconscious is like, no, thank you.
Your subconscious is like, you know what you need? A nice orgasm.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, let's really just... Yeah.
You just need to come. Relax. Yeah. Look, you've been tired. You've been working all day.
Yeah. What, do you have the energy to jerk off? Of course not.
Right.
Let me do it for you.
Yeah. Well, orgasms happen in your brain, so that's perfect. It's easy. I had obviously crazy dreams. I don't know if I told this on the last episode, but that's part of why I wanted to do a dream journal one, because the night that my phone wasn't working and we were like being like talking shit about the tarot card reader and then my phone didn't work. That night I had horrific, like just straight up nightmares of the same demon. Because it's like sleep paralysis, but it's this recurring dream that started when I was a kid of this low crawling animal that would growl and like try to attack me. But it's twilight sleep. So I'm in and out.
Yeah.
So, and then the dark figure, but I'm so used to it now, but it's when I'm like overly tired or I'm napping during the day, but it's the same figure. And I always wake up like I'm in my house, like that sleep process. You wake up and you're like, oh, I'm awake. Let me go do something. And then this like dark figure steps out from the corner and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then it tries to like sit on me or climb down into my throat, or like it picks me up and like throws me around the room and like destroys my closet and everything and just like will break stuff. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, that never happened. It was just a dream. And then I go to get up and then he steps out of some other place. I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that happens like 7-8 times in a row.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. But so that's why I like look tired without doing drugs. And it's really great.
It's fun. It saves money.
Well, that's why I like to drink so much. Cause when I drink, that doesn't happen. When I'm drinking, I don't have those dreams. When I was doing drugs, I never had those dreams.
Yeah, because your brain's busy being like, what is happening now? We can't manifest a demon. We are the demon.
Right. That's the thing. That's what I got to, I know. It's very, but I had a dream that night that the demon like came into my room and was like throwing me around. And then a voice in my head was the voice of the tarot card reader, the psychic lady. And it was like coming from like inside of my brain. And she was like, oh, you think you're funny? You're going to talk shit about us with your friends? Okay, fine. Well, then you will have this demon. And she was like cackling in my head as this guy was throwing me around.
Ugh.
So that was Thursday.
Okay. Pick one dream. We've got listener dreams to deal with.
I'll tell you my dream about Sean, which was actually really nice. And I only wrote down one because it was so vivid. I just wrote Sean Rouse was the only thing I wrote because it was so vivid that I cried about it. Like the whole day I could just see it happening. And this is one of those things where if you believe in like ghosts and spirits and people coming to communicate with you, a lot of times people say they communicate with you through dreams because it's less scary than if they were to show up. And I 100% believe in ghosts and spirits, 1,000,000%. So that's where I'm coming from. So I'm not, but I had this dream that I was, and it was after we recorded the podcast, we were talking about Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the tarot card reader, when I mentioned Sean, that's when she was like, maybe that's it. So in this dream, I'm riding in a car, I'm driving, and Sean's next to me, and he's like, looks younger, and his hands are normal. When we were together, his hands were curled up like claws from the rheumatoid arthritis. So he looks healthy, and we're driving, and I'm like, we were just talking, I was like, it's so good to see you. And he's like, yeah, it's good to see you too. And I'm like, you look great. He goes, oh, thanks. And we were driving, and it was, and I might cry because it was a very emotional dream, but he was like, we're driving, and he goes, yeah, I'm good. He goes, you're doing well. I go, yeah, things are good. I like New York's fun. And he goes, look, I just want to apologize for how mean I was. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And he was like, no, I just want to, I just was really mean and nasty. And he goes, I was really angry my whole life. And I hated my mother and I took it out on you and that wasn't fair. And he's like, and you don't deserve that. And I'm like, okay, thanks. And he's like, no, but I feel like stuff that I did made you make choices based on you hating yourself and stuff you've done in relationships. Like it was a really intense, just like a conversation. And I was like, maybe it's a little bit. And he's like, he goes, yeah, when you shaved your head. So we just went over that stuff and it was just, he apologized and then I apologized to him. I'm like, I've demonized you since we broke up and that was coming from another place and I just was angry. And he's like, yeah, so, and then we kind of laughed and he's like, and then
he ate your putty.
Yeah, he did. Then he went down on my putty. He put his big old ghost dick.
Right in that putty.
And it was really sweet. And he was like, he used to call me baby and I called him daddy, which is creepy, yep. But
no thanks.
But I remember he's like, baby, you talked about me on your podcast. You talked about daddy's dick on your podcast. And he said that. And I started laughing. I'm like, yeah, we're joking. And he's like, well, baby, we can't have sex. I'm dead. You silly. And we were like laughing about that. But then we did fuck in my car.
Who's so silly now, dead Sean Rouse?
Yeah. You think it's all fun and games. But it was actually a really nice, so that was a really sweet dream. And, you know, whether or not it's like actually him coming to visit me from the past or just my brain working stuff out. Or your brain
giving yourself closure.
Either way, because I know a lot of people are like, well, that's not really ghost touch. It's like, okay, but whatever it is, that made me feel
it's
better.
It's closure. Yeah.
So that
did,
was
did you wake up immediately feeling better? I mean, like, did you have like, or did it take a while to process?
No, I woke up that day and I was reeling from it because it felt like I had a real conversation. Didn't feel like a dream. Yeah. And I could remember every part of it. And I can remember the way he smelled and everything. And like, and I went for a run that day and I was like on a full run and I just cried and cried and cried and walked around the park and just, so it was really nice. But yeah, it's like, it was really interesting. I'm like, oh, I just, and so, you know, I choose to believe, like some people go to church and choose to believe in God and a savior, and I'm not being shitty, but it's like, I'm like, I just choose to believe that that was him visiting me. Mm-hmm. Cause I got that sweet dick one more time.
Yeah.
He had the best dick. The best. It's like smooth, like a whale. Like a sperm
I'm
whale.
I'm sorry. How many rough dicks have you had?
A lot.
A lot of sandpaper, yeah. A lot of kitty cat. Okay, wait. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is this a Sebastian issue?
I've had that spiky cat dick for too long.
Yeah, exactly. You think that's a human man's dick at this point. You're like, you know, don't you hate it when you fuck a guy and his spiky dick just gets stuck in your pussy and then you sound like a crying baby?
Isn't that the worst? You know what I hate when I'm fucking a guy and we're doing a doggy style and his tail wraps around and keeps flipping your clit? It's like distracting much.
So it's great to fuck dead Sean in my dream because he had such a smooth dick.
And like no tail.
Well, that's great. Well, apparently when a man dies, the spikes fall off his dick and he loses his tail and all his fur.
Yeah.
And he looks just like a weird, smooth man.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's bizarre. So that's what happens when you go to heaven, everybody. You lose your tails. Oh. But yes, those are good dreams. What the hell? Oh, my parents are, Jesus Christ. Sorry, we've got a lot of texts going on.
Yeah, we're very popular.
Do we have lots of listeners? Did listeners send in their dreams?
Oh yeah. Listener sent in dreams. We got a really, well, we got so many that, this could be like a fun thing, like a recurring thing, you know, cause obviously we're super good at interpreting dreams.
Oh yeah. We're great. So we have some, we're not going to be able to read all of them.
Yeah.
Sorry guys.
So we're going to just like randomly read a couple and then I'm sure next week we'll be ill prepared and
yeah, it'll be another dream journal. Yeah. It's going to be.
Welcome to Jammers, the Dreamcast.
Okay, So this is, I want to read this one. This is from Elizabeth. Elizabeth, thank you for writing. She's the best. We chat on Instagram and she's really sweet. Okay. Oh, and she also commented on the deep fried creation I made at my mom's house.
Gross.
Yep. Real gross. Okay. So this is from Elizabeth. I used to have a recurring dream that the Jolly Green Giant, but like a version of him that was like one of those noodly guys in the used car lots.
Noodly giant.
Yep.
Noodly giant.
Followed me to my elementary school and waited on the playground for me.
That's it?
Yep. So the Jolly Green Giant, but he's like one of those noodly car sales floaty things.
Yeah.
Waiting for her on her elementary school playground. What do we think that means?
Like, I have a guess. To pick her up from school?
To play with her.
He wanted her putty. Next dream. What that means is a gross older man wanted your putty.
Right.
That worked probably at a used car lot. Next dream.
Well, Steven, do you have a guess?
No, I really... I'm going to guess
your parents tried to force you to eat too many vegetables and you were like, fuck this. And that's how you interpreted it. Get back to us, caller. Let us know if we're right.
We don't know how this podcast works. It's been so long. We still don't know how this works. Caller, you there?
It's a game show. It's a dream show, game show. Caller?
Dream show, dreamcast, podcast. Yeah.
This is good. Our diarrhea is only halfway covering our eyes, so yeah. We got enough time to finish this. Let's see. This is a long one. Oh, man. We got some. Daniel, author 22, is really living up to his name. Oh, you sent it in an email. Oh, the first part.
Oh, come on, Daniel. Jesus.
This is great.
Daniel's messaged me a couple times. I like Daniel.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not saying I don't like Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you like Daniel because he doesn't know what the fucking word brevity means.
Yeah, well, it's Daniel.
So it's like one of you. You're like, yes, reiterate that seven more times.
And I love it.
How will people know what you mean?
I like detail.
And not only did he send, and Daniel, we love you, and we're going to read this long form. Maybe we'll do it as like, we'll read it as like Masterpiece Theater. Masterpiece?
Wow. Are you guys going to fully act this out?
It'll be little peeps.
Yep.
You'll read it like Lil Peep Theater.
Go on the Patreon. We don't have a Patreon. Yeah, we'll get a Patreon.
Yeah, we'll do Master Peep Theater. Where we do,
it'll be Lil Peeps. Oh, wait,
and
hey,
then we act up. That's a great idea.
If I get my shift covered tomorrow, me and Wendy have a long day of nothing planned. Yep. So
we'll do it by the pool.
Can we stop talking about these dreams and start talking about knots? Are you kidding me? Jesus.
This is a good one. I think this is going to be a fun one. Okay, this is from Love Your Username Big Thick Energy.
Oh yeah. Hey, what's up?
You're great. Thank you. And we love you. And hello. Okay.
Hello.
This is so fun. I feel like we're hanging out with all these people.
We're not. We're alone in my apartment and my boyfriend has sequestered himself in a bedroom. No one wants to be around us. These people think like, oh, they turn it on for an hour. No, this is just what we're like all the time.
I know. This is actually, if I'm being honest, I'm self-conscious. I'm like, are we not doing a show? Because it feels like we're just talking to each other.
So, this is a terrible show.
This
are not
doing
a show.
This is not a good episode.
No, of course
this
not.
This is the best episode. What are you talking about?
We'll ask Preston. We'll be like, hey, Preston, how's this episode? We'll be like, it is somehow even worse when I just hear Megan. I thought it'd be better if I heard two of the three people. He's like, it's worse.
It's actually worse because I had to listen to you two assholes out there yammering on trying to make sentences and saying putty a lot, yeah. Which you think is hilarious. And I got news for you.
It ain't.
Nope. Not only that, when I came out, when you were done to have some refreshing salsa, you fat asses ate it all.
Yeah. And there were chips everywhere.
Okay. Here we go. Here, you want to read this one?
I'll read this one.
Yeah.
Okay. I was in the pool of my old high school and there were nothing but these drowned, dead, floating bodies of people all around me. I start freaking out and then I see a man. Never a good sign.
No.
Whenever you see a man, it is bad. I used to really have strong feelings for swimming towards me, handing me these dead bodies he's trying to rescue from the pool. We are the only two alive people in the pool. I'm freaking out trying to get out of the pool. This is a reoccurring dream. I mean, you want to go for it?
My guess is you went to Columbine.
Whoa.
They have a pool there?
I don't know. I've been hanging out with my niece, so I say everything like how a kid talks, a three-year-old.
And she always talks about Columbine.
It's like, get over
it. It's like, come on, Michael Moore, I get it.
Ooh.
Wow. Trump's bad, gun control, blah blah blah.
I mean, they're just, but they're dead bodies. It says nothing about shootings or anything like that. I don't know.
How do you think they got killed, Stephen?
I do. Who knows?
Not guns. Idiot.
It could have been a plague. It could have been. Who knows? Like there could be.
I'm serious. I am a serious doctor.
We both are talking like toddlers. Hold on, you guys. I am serious.
I'm going to be a serious.
Megan?
I'm going to be a serious doctor.
Megan, Fingle Lady, I'm being serious. Fingle Lady, I'm being serious. When I went to the mall, I think I saw the real Santa. Fingle Lady, I'm being serious.
He did not even have a reindeer.
That was a real...
How did he even get there?
Fingle Lady, it was a real beard.
And Wendy.
Okay, be serious.
God, I hate that fucking kid calls me Finger Lady. I just really feel like I'm going to get in trouble at some point in my life. I feel like, no.
I think it's the cutest nickname.
No, I think this means that this dude's just trying to ruin your life. Because you aren't trying to save these dead people. They're dead. Why try and save them? And this
dead. Are you trying to clean them up? Or is it like, are you actually trying to save these people? Or are they
no,
dead?
She says that this mongoloid, someone get mad about that, keeps trying to hand her dead bodies. He's trying to rescue her from the pool. But why are you rescuing them? They're dead bodies. Y'all should get the fuck out of this pool.
Yeah.
Because there's just like leaky putties everywhere.
So you think they're wasting time. Like you
and
think,
you know what? This is actually interesting. And again, Fingle Lady, I'm being serious.
I'm being serious. look it. This is serious.
This is my serious face. It could be something, especially like if it's your old high school. And I don't know if this makes sense.
Why do you keep making it
a
high school?
Because it happened in her old high school. She's in the pool in her old high school. So this could be something. Okay, now this could be something where, like if you grew up in a small town or maybe you've moved away and moved on from your friends and maybe they stayed back and they're doing something, they're all kind of doing the normal, whatever thing in the small town in their life. And you've moved on and you're trying to do other stuff. Mm-hmm. That could be something in your brain of like, I can't carry this dead weight around. So that could be your past. That could be friends and family. Like you're trying to move forward with your life and do something different. And that could be the feeling of like, you know, just like, I don't want to carry the dead weight and the burden of trying to fit into my old mold of what people thought I was. And I'm trying to reinvent myself as an adult and, you know, do different things than all my friends or maybe like having kids and all that kind of stuff. That would be, I guess.
And being
that's
dead.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And they're like all dead in a pool. So I'm like, guys,
right.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Get out of the pool. Leave that high school.
Or it's just like a reminder to take swimming classes.
That, yes.
Oh, here's a good one.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Popcorn read this one. This is from Cat Doe. Hi, Cat. Thank you for writing. I love it. It feels like we're on an old-timey radio. Thanks for calling, caller.
Thanks for calling old-timey radio. From beautiful Hollywood, California.
Thanks for tuning in to Jammers on the Dial. Okay, recurring childhood nightmare where I was stuck in an infinite white room and could hear someone being tortured and calling out for help, but I couldn't help them or make it stop. Popcorn Megan.
Oh, cool. I get this part. I realized then that God wasn't real even through Catholic school. LOL.
Huh. Okay.
That's interesting. Okay, so stuck in an infinite white room, can hear someone being tortured and calling out, but she can't help or make it stop. What do we think?
I don't know. Stop watching Kubrick movies. It just sounds like sci-fi.
Stop watching Kubrick. I have a feeling she never watched a fucking Kubrick movie.
That's literally like it's exactly THX 1138. Like it's exactly that movie.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, but that's not
screaming
but that's
in blanket
not
whiteness. No, I mean it's just
reoccurring childhood nightmare. Yeah, you know why that's a Kubrick device? Because it's pretty fucking hack.
Yeah.
Disagree.
I'm just saying, that's like, oh, an infinite white room.
Yeah, it's a cheap.
What a genius. I'm stuck in a room and I'm alone. What?
And I hear scary noises.
Aunt Wendy.
Yes.
There's like no one around, but it's spooky. It's spooky.
Do you think it was zombies? My niece is obsessed with zombies. She's like, I don't want to go in my womb. Okay, so I got to check for zombies. And I was like, where'd she come up with that? But then all my sister and her mom and I do is tell horrific ghost stories.
Exactly.
With the kid.
Why is she scared of ghosts? Why does she think she has a dead imaginary friend?
Yeah, well, because my sister's house is really haunted.
God. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's a great idea to tell a tiny little girl. Your house is definitely haunted.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I did. And I was keeping the dream journal. And so she, my niece, it's so funny because I was keeping the dream journal at my sister's house and we were just talking about our dreams. My family's all into all this shit. And my niece came out and she goes, Aunt Wendy, I had a dream. And I'm like, what was your dream? And she's like, it was angels and it was you and Tommy. That's your little brother. She's like, and you and Tommy were angels and we were just playing hide and go seek. And I was like, is that a dream or are you trying to get me to play hide and go seek?
Or did she just say, she's going to kill you and her little brother?
I know.
It's Halloween!
Cue the dancing pumpkins.
Not scary farm.
I don't know. I mean, especially a childhood dream. I don't know. If your parents got divorced or there was fighting in the house and just a feeling of like helplessness.
I feel like that white room dream. I feel like that's recurring enough that you could Google it. Am I crazy?
For sure. That's got to be symbolic. Should we look it up? Someone will look it up. Nope. All right. Next on the next episode. Yeah. Well, no, I know for sure, like in dreams,
all my things are busy. I literally am looking at, I just looked at all my things and I was like, all my things have stuff going on.
I'm going to look up white room dream. This should be, one thing in dreams, when you dream of your apartment or your home, that symbolizes you as a person, which is why that dream on the last episode where the guy's like, oh, this is the apartment. You can have all this. Anytime it's your home or your apartment and something's happening to it, that is you. That's what you feel like is going on with you internally. And then water almost always represents change, which is why the dead bodies in the pool is anytime there's water and it feels scary, but water represents change almost always. And so that would make sense because if the dead bodies in the pool, they're dead. And maybe like that would then fit in with the idea of like feeling, oh, I'm trying to move on with my life. And these people are just dead floating and they can't make change and they're stuck in that limbo. I mean, okay. I don't know. But let's
see. Doctors. Everyone listen to everything we say.
Okay, here we go. If you dream of being in a dark, confined room, that denotes you feel trapped or repressed in a situation. To dream you're in an empty white room indicates a fresh start.
Oh.
It's like a blank canvas where you want to start a life anew.
Yeah, a fresh start with a person being tortured.
Right. And then alternatively, the dream means you're trying to isolate yourself. So those are the two things. Yeah, fresh.
I fucking see. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. This goes right back to my, like, all this is bullshit. Oh, I got fucking, because it was my birthday Friday. And at work, like, that, like, for some reason that came up to a couple of tables, like a couple of regulars and then like random people said something. And I was like, oh, it's my birthday.
Someone like telling people it was your birthday?
Yeah, all the bussers were following me around being cunts, just being like, oh, it's Megan's birthday. Like trying to get me better tips. Guess what? Didn't work. Everyone that eats brunch in Los Angeles should live in a white room. Live in a void.
And in LA, that's probably the worst place to do it because they're like, oh, a woman who got another year older. Check, please. Yeah.
We won't give her money because she'll be dead soon. She can't use it.
They're just leaving you Botox needles for your tip.
Used Botox needles. She'll either get Hep C and die or look better. So either way, she'll look better.
You're talking about the hack where they go, the white room either means a fresh start or you're trying to isolate.
It's like going to a psychic where it's just like, well, that either means this thing or this total opposite thing.
Right.
And then you could kind of fudge around with anywhere in the middle. That's what that is, where it's like a white room either means this. Yeah, white room either means you're in heaven or you're in hell.
Right.
Like what? So or it either means this or the exact opposite thing or anything in the middle.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing as astrology bullshit where it's just like, that happened where someone was like, oh, you're Virgo. No wonder we get along. And then someone said, oh, you're Virgo. Sorry. And I was like,
Oh my God.
Like, fuck off. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's all
except
bullshit.
For my birthday
if you believe
matching
in it,
with the dead ghost.
Yeah,
that's
except
real.
That, right. Which is definitely true. If you believe in it, good for you. It's the same. No, it's the same. It's just, it's believing that Jesus woke up and was like, what up?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing to me. Whatever makes you feel better about yourself, but I think it's fucking hogwash.
Right. It's whatever to get you through the day. But it is interesting that even with stuff like religion, you can see where people can twist that and be like, so we'll kill people that don't believe what we believe. But something like astrology, which should be a pretty docile, like, oh, I'm just learning about if I'm, you know, better at math or if I'm compatible with this person. People are such like shitty people.
Exactly.
They
the
will take something
thing.
As fun as astrology to be like, you're a Virgo, fucking sucks to be you. It's like, why are you being shitty?
Yeah, it's the same thing as being like, Jesus said, love thy neighbor. You're Muslim, gross, you should die. Like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, it's like, what? No, huh? You can't know.
So it's the lesson of all this, just don't take things too seriously.
The lesson of all of this is a pointless episode. Dreams are trash.
No. Yeah.
Everything you believe in is trash.
I mean, maybe.
Yes. I mean, yes. But, you know, whatever. It's fun. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to, what the fuck would any of us talk about if people didn't believe in shit we could disagree with? You know what I mean?
I know. Mm. And dreams are fun because it's like you get to have a second life. You get
and
to
you
do
get
stuff.
To come.
Yeah, you get to come.
You get to fuck your boyfriend who you already fuck in real life.
Right.
You get to fuck the person you fucked the night before in your dreams. What a whoa. What a treat.
It's funny. You get to come like you ride a bike. You're like, look, mom, no hands. Yes.
It is. I will. It is pretty. If you haven't had an orgasm in your sleep, it's really cool.
Oh, it's the best.
It's
well, and
the
dudes
best.
Do it where they come and have wet dreams.
Dudes,
but for
yeah,
a chick,
no. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's very common for most people to have orgasms in the dreams. I mean, maybe I don't know the statistics.
Callers,
on that, but
we're going to need you to give you a call.
We'll hold for calls.
Yeah. And we only hear from people who have creamed their pants while sleeping. No helps.
While sleeping, no hands.
No handsies, no backsies.
All putty, no hands.
Jammers. You are the mother fucking shit. You are great. You are magnificent. You can do whatever you want to do in this world. Put your mind to it, put your grind to it, and you can do it. Get up, get out, get motivated, get inspired, get your motherfucking shine on.
Silly, and it makes no sense.
Get up, get out, get out, get up, get out, get out, get up. Get up. Get up, out. Up, out. Up, out.
Demon, you can have jello pudding when you finish your dinner.